lip service.
What's up, y'all? We are getting ready for lip service, but I have to remind you before we do anything, lip service live February 13th at Highline Ballroom right before Valentine's Day. It's going to be fun. A lot of surprises for you. If you were there for the first one, you know we had a good time. If you weren't, don't miss out again, okay? We got Amara La Negra coming through from Love & Hip Hop Miami. Also, Little Mo and Carl Dargan, her husband, will be there because it's Valentine's Day, so we got to do some couples type stuff. And we got some special guests coming too, so make sure you don't miss out. What's up, y'all? It's Lip Service. Y'all ready to have some fun today? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And it's me, Bobby Lights. What's up?
Now, we've all seen Bobby Lights on Love & Hip Hop Miami.
Yep.
Yes.
I watch all the time.
How did I end up on there? That's crazy.
So how did I end up on there? Yeah. And you are Trina's cousin.
Yes.
And part of the storyline is that she's not really helping you, you feel, as far as being an artist.
You know, it's hard in this industry, especially when you're gay trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All I want is a little help and a little support from everybody.
Turn it on, baby. Turn it on.
Yes.
All right. So we always start with the tip of the day. So for the tip of the day, I want to know from you, right? If you want to date somebody and you're not sure if they swing that way, how do you dip your toe in and find out?
Dang. Okay, wait. Am I sober or am I drunk? Because if I'm drunk, ain't no rules, ain't no limits. I'm just going to find out. Trust me.
Now, what do you do?
Okay, so if I'm drunk, I'll probably go up to the guy and just like, be very friendly and act like I want to be his friend first. It starts, you know, most situations start off with a friendship first or some type of conversation.
Right.
So I go ahead.
I like to believe that.
You know what I'm saying? So you go and have a conversation, and based off of how that conversation goes is how I would then determine, because it's a combination of things. It's skills. I'm telling you, it's like, it's a human nature to all of us, especially us guys. But we have this thing called the gaydar. So it's like a combination of the gaydar starts going off and then also the vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some people I feel like are just clueless, and that's how they end up getting their ass beat. You know what I'm saying? Going, running up on the wrong guy, whatever. So I feel like you have to be intuitive at the same time. You can't just try to figure out if a guy is gay. You have to be very intuitive, in touch with yourself. Know, you know what I'm saying? Know a man, know the way that, because sometimes a guy will tell you right off the bat when you introduce yourself by the handshake that he's not even on that.
Oh, so what's the handshake like?
You know, very like non-attentive.
Because I heard like if they are gay, they'll do like a little tickle.
That is so old school.
That's not true.
Like he wants to fuck that, too. They do the same thing. Like, Gigi, give me your hand.
That's really
a tickle.
That's really that's really detailed. That's never happened to me. I've never had a hookup.
You never got a tickle?
I've never had a guy coming to me and tickle my hand. Like, letting me know like, I want to
fuck. Did he ever tickle something else?
I do the tickling.
Take charge.
No, but I mean, you know, there's a lot of things. Listen, it's 2018. You can look at a guy, it's no longer how he acts, how he speaks, how he dresses. I promise you it's not. I promise you. I feel it's more so on what their preference is. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like the same way that there can be a guy that's super, super feminine and super metrosexual and it's all about himself.
Wears dresses. Loves,
right. And even maybe. And he can be
infatuated
with females, and then vice versa. It could be thugs, like the boys that I like to deal with a lot on the regular. It's like
you like thugs.
I like them to be manly. Yes,
okay,
I do. And like, and here's my thing: like, they will. You would think they're a thug, full hardcore, whatever, and they love sex with gay men. And then the shocker of it all is like the ones that are so they want it up their ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's literally no.
Yeah, you can't tell. You can't look at somebody and tell, basically.
Same with females, though. Same with females. Literally, all of my female friends have no issue having sex with a girl. Or they would.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a biased thing for
men. But do you think for a woman,
men,
that doesn't make a woman gay, but for a guy, if a man has sex with another man, he's gay. But if a woman does, they could say, oh, I just like to experiment.
Yes, you know this. We've been talking about this for years now. Mm-hmm. It's like such a double standard. Like, it's okay for guys to see women walking down the street holding hands. It's some guys, majority of men, will be like, that's so fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's so sexy. Look at them two bitches. Can you believe these two bitches were making out in front of me, bro? Let a female ever say, can you believe these two guys was making out in front of me? That was so sexy.
Now,
girl,
listen,
I got so mad.
I would say that.
And I would say
that. So
we look at stuff
watch
like
gay men. We like that.
So. Okay, you're the normal, just like me.
We don't have a problem with that.
Okay, a lot of my female friends watch gay porn. They're like, Bobby, I'm sorry, but I like gay porn. I'm like, bitch, live your life.
Too.
You know what I'm saying? No, but like, a lot, like there is this double standard. I feel like it doesn't come from the ladies, though. Like, a lot of the females are my biggest supporters.
Men. Yeah.
Like, my female, even if a female is a homophobic ass female, she is still, you know what I'm saying, being way less harsh on me than the guys would. You know what I'm saying?
So have you ever taken a man's virginity, like it was his first time ever doing it
with a guy?
Do y'all call that virginity?
Yeah. We call that the gay virginity.
Gay
we
virginity.
We call that the homo card. You, if you lose your homo card, if you lose your
homo card revoked.
Yeah. That means, okay. Truthfully speaking, I like to think that I have one time in the past, but I don't believe it.
So he tried to front like, I don't normally do this.
Right. Or I've never done this before. And then they're in their head, they're delusional. And they're not counting that tranny that they just fucked last week as a guy. Right. So they're like, oh yeah, now I ain't never did this before. But they've got
you could tell because you slide right up in there. No, for real, right?
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I mean, I'm a very open person. I'm not gonna put a label on me. Mm-hmm. I'm already gay. I'm just saying, but a label as far as now, like my position, my
top
position,
or bottom.
Top or bottom. So I would just say this: like I do prefer to bottom. I mean, it's very clear to the world. Yeah, but I will.
Nice. Cause you like thugs.
Diverse. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like.
And you like to fuck thugs though.
Thugs like to fuck me.
Yeah, thugs like to fuck. That's what it is. I can see that.
No, but I do not support and I do not agree with the idea that men are in the closet. Mm-hmm. So I want to make that clear also as well. Like my ex-boyfriend, like not the one that was on Love & Hip Hop.
Okay, because we
getting
there.
7 years long, he was like, gives off a thug type mm-hmm. effect, but he's openly gay.
Right.
He holds my hand in public. We go out in public. His mom knows he's gay. Everybody knows. So like you can be, you know, give off that thug masculine effect without having to be in the closet. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, like the men that are in the closet do some way, somehow always attract me because they're so fine all the time. But when I analyze it afterwards, I'm like, no, this is not right. You know what I'm saying? I just don't feel right. Especially when they be like, oh, yeah, I got a baby mama or I got a girlfriend. I don't feel.
But is it like the thrill of it that gets you that like maybe it's like only you know or whatever the case, like with the guys that have the baby mamas and all that stuff?
Yeah, but I swear on everything I love. I think my friend, like, I don't think. I don't entertain them. When I find out they have a baby mama and all that, even if I find out they have kids and they're like, yeah, but I'm not with my baby mama, I just don't entertain them. I'll probably like just, you know, but there's too many men out there.
Okay.
I can move on to the next one. Trust me. It's like, I can move on to the next one. And I'm Bobby Lights. I'm popping. I can get whoever the fuck I want right now to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying?
Are there celebs in your DMs?
I've had a few.
Like, are they out celebs or are these celebs that you would think like, oh shit?
Well,
we're not gonna ask names. We just
Actually, a lot of them have been. A couple of them have been openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they're openly gay.
Okay,
so
all right, but nobody that you were surprised. Like, damn, I didn't know.
Like a football player or something that you like. Oh shit, I knew it.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I love Angela. Y'all are so good. I ain't gonna lie.
Some athletes.
Next question. We'll save that for Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Damn, this lip service though. But no, listen.
No linebackers.
I'm friends with football players. I'm friends with internet football players.
Okay.
For sure.
I seen you.
I'm trying to get at Mike Sam though. What's up, Mike Sam? Is that his name? The one that's openly gay?
Speaking
of football players, he is in the NFL.
Right. There we go. Don't be a thot, okay?
Yeah.
Don't you have a boyfriend?
I am not. Right now I'm single, guys.
Okay, so
y'all don't see me get cheated on.
You know, a lot of people go back after
next
they get cheated
episode,
on.
You about to knock somebody upside the head.
He came back to me. And you're going to see
and
that.
And you took him back.
And guess what? You're going to see how that unfolds on the show.
I see you come back with a fist. I seen that in the preview.
That's this Monday coming up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I don't want to see you fighting, Bobby. Come on.
I don't want to see myself fighting either. It's not classy. It's uncouth.
As soon as you have to
But that boyfriend was being disrespectful.
Yeah, he deserved
that. It's one thing to do your dirt, but it's another thing to be disrespectful.
And I'm going to be honest with you guys. Like, you know, nothing on Love & Hip Hop is portrayed other than what we film. Because one thing I always tell people, I hate cast members that get on there saying, oh, it's production. It's the way they edit. No, bitch. You know what you're doing. You know what you said, and you know what place you're at, and you know what you're doing. So I feel like you're always in control, no matter what. So with that being said, that situation that you see when I slapped him, it took a while for me to slap him.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they chopped it up to make it to fit for TV.
Walked in and smacked him.
Yeah, they made it seem like I just walked. It wasn't like that. Yeah. It took a lot, and the things he was saying to me is what pissed me off.
It built you up to one.
They're gonna show it more, like in the episode is gonna be more detail. You know how they do; they show more detail. But like the things he was saying to me and the way he was handling that situation at hand, you're at a pool party with your ex boyfriend, and I was not in the knowledge that he was cheating on me the whole time for real. So now when I'm putting all this together, my emotions took over me, and I did have to put my hands on him.
Right.
The same with the first episode. like, that was all provoked. Like, mm-hmm. I am provoked. I don't go around because I'm all about breaking barriers and coming together, right. You know?
I feel like because you're on the blogs a lot. You was on the blog for getting into a fight. When you were around Trina one time.
Right.
So it does kind of make it look like you're kind of a hothead.
It do. But guess what? At the end of the day, the only way I can get past that and prove people that I'm not, I just have to continue doing me and showing them my good side, right. And just being the loving person that I am and positive person that I am. One thing I can say though, in this world of reality or in this world of pop culture, you have to do things like that in order to even be noticed. And that's so sad. It's so sad that everyone's like not excited to see my single release party that's coming up in a couple mm-hmm. episodes, but they're excited to see me slap
fight.
Somebody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and it is just is what it is. It's TV, and I'm not gonna sit there and like back down when I know that I have a chance to make my impression and be like, no, this is what I stand for. And in order for me to depict that, first of all, I never fight. I don't believe guys should ever fight girls.
Right.
That's not smart or it's not good. But I feel like, you know, TV can make you seem a certain way, but it's up to like the fans to just rock with you and up to you to just be like, no, this is me. This is who I really am. Look at K. Michelle. Like she was looked at. K. Michelle. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we don't talk about.
Holy shit. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I've just been thrown into the Twilight Zone. Next question. Next person. I'm sorry.
Moving right along.
Now, let me ask you this. Don't you feel like when you're in a relationship with somebody and it comes to the point where you put your hands on them, then maybe that's a toxic relationship?
Definitely.
Because has it ever worked where you get to the point where you feel like you put your hands on someone, they put their hands on you? Can it ever work past that?
I ain't gonna lie, it can. Because me and my boyfriend
are I love him, yo.
It can. Like, we fight, you fight, you know what I'm saying? You hit me, I hit you, or whatever like that.
Yeah, I feel like me and my boyfriend, we were together for almost 8 years. We've been through a couple different things. We had a couple domestic violence situations.
We had a couple charges.
And guess what? It don't even be all that with the police and the statement making.
No.
You're saying it is.
It's just you don't call the cops. Yeah. You know, it's just you get choked out here and there. You might get a slap.
Right, but
you might stab somebody with a scissor.
It's never you. Like, it's always like the neighbor calling or someone from far away not minding their business, just buying a bagel and they see like
bag of bagel.
You know, so yeah, no, I feel you on that. But no,
I feel like this. Once I get to the point in a relationship where I physically want to harm you or you physically want to harm me, I don't know that I could continue on past that. Like, I'm not going to feel safe.
But you're a Capricorn.
Okay. What that means, Scorpio?
Capricorns are very, you guys don't tolerate a lot of bullshit. I know that for a fact. I'm telling you, a lot of my friends are Capricorns.
I put up with a lot of bullshit. I'm a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn?
Yeah,
from one particular guy.
But wait, are you born in January or December?
January.
And you're born in
January.
January.
But I knew that, like, when somebody puts their hands on you, I'm like, especially like in a way that you're like, okay, I gotta hide from people now because I'm fucked up. I think that's it.
I'll tell y'all this. After I put my hands on that motherfucker, he didn't want nothing to do with me for a good minute. Yeah. He was very hurt. He was very shocked. Aside from it happening in real life, like he was hurt. He was like, you really did that to me on TV though?
But he provoked you.
Yeah, he did. And I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, look what he did to you on TV.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. Like, certain people really don't put up with that violent shit. He was really distraught by it. And it was something. But it comes off as a shocker. Like, because I know where you can. Because it's like, wait, you weren't expecting to get slapped? Oh, you didn't think you was going to get slapped. No, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a rude awakening. I guess it's different characters.
But what if it's worse than a slap? Like an actual, like, you have to go to the hospital or you have a black eye or anything like that?
Oh, no. That's something. That's ridiculous. I even going into it, I said, I'm not going to harm him. I'm not trying to damage him or fuck up his face. I just want to let him feel my pain. I'm right-handed. I went into it with the left hand.
Okay.
Because I knew that it wasn't going to hurt him that much. And I knew it was just going to be like a... Are you serious? And it just turned so dramatic because of how much I had to reach. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, are you serious? He told me, I don't give a fuck. What you want to do? And we had just gotten into a heated thing. It's just a lot. Y'all got to tune in. I promise you. But I promise you one thing. It's like, I don't condone. I do not believe violence is the answer at all.
Like if Stephanie said stabbing somebody with scissors, like, can you recover from that?
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah, it worked out a long time.
It was just a little stitch, little butterfly stitch that he had to get.
And then, can I just touch on that, though? And it's about everyone's background. what you've been through in life.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? So it's expected for me to, like, pull out a blade and cut you.
No.
Like, from the West Side Story, that movie took place in, like, the 50s or something. Like, we're known for that, you know? I think it's part of my culture to be get crazy on your boyfriends. But I feel like now, you know, lately, you know, as I've gotten, you know, a little older, I feel like I've been more calm. Like, sometimes I look at my dude while he's sleeping and I just want to...
Wait,
you
what's
know,
your
and
sign?
And I just hold back. I pray, and you know,
while he's sleeping, what is he doing to you that while he's sleeping you feel like that?
Because he just looks so innocent, and he just looks so innocent while he's sleeping.
But he's not.
He's so evil. He's just so evil.
You want to put that pillow and just suffocate him?
Yeah, like
y'all are crazy.
No, I would never.
No, you know what? I dated a guy once that asked me. He said, you know, have you ever been in love to the point where you felt like you were mad and you had to put your hands on the person? And I told him no. And he told me, well, you've never been in love then.
That's crazy.
Right. That's what he told me. And damn. I promise you, that's the first person I put my hands on.
Damn, that's deep.
And that's the first person I punched in the face that I was in a relationship
see,
with.
See, to me, that's not the definition of what love is supposed to be.
Yeah, no, I didn't think so either.
Right.
Until I punched him.
It's just that
but love is, at the same time, love is unconditional. So it's like, if you love this person, I love you. And then you, I might mush you because you did something to me. It's like, I love you. So it's like, yeah, you mush me, but stop.
But like, what if, like, I broke your ribs because I love you?
Fuck.
Or I gave you two.
Yeah, that's like, no. Two. That's not
love. I gave you a black eye because I love you.
I say love is
abuse. No,
yeah, I say love, you know, I feel like, you know, you love somebody if you're willing to suffer for them, but... A broken rib, that's a little extra suffering.
That's jealousy.
Right.
Because jealousy is love and hate at the same time. Right. So you hate that person so much you're willing to beat them and put your hands on them. But you love them that you want to still keep them around.
And then what do? Do you get them help? Because say everything was great and everything was fine and something fucked up happened and he broke your fucking ribs. Well, let's just say this is what happened.
Angela's saying this.
Now you're
Angela
fucked
said
up.
First
you're
a black eye, now she's got the broken ribs.
Yeah, so what do? Like, do you call the cops? Like, what do you, like, you just loved this person yesterday. So, like, how do you...
You call your brother.
You don't got a brother. So now what do?
You call your boys.
Call Jesus.
Yeah.
See, but this is a person you love. So that's what the problem, and where, because I'm not saying it's okay. It's not okay at all.
I'm kidding.
But what I'm saying is that's where the confusion could come, because it's like, what do you do to this person?
If I love you, I would leave you alone after that.
Leave you alone, okay.
Because I will know that means this shit ain't going nowhere. If we feel like that, where you would feel like you could put your hands on me and hurt me, then I'm going to question whether or not you love me.
No, that's very true.
True.
Very true.
You know, I remember my ex-boyfriend one time, he like, we got into an argument and I was like, I'm not fucking with you anymore. And he slammed me on the bed, but it didn't hurt me. But I felt crazy that he put his hands on me at all in any way. And I was like, yo, what are you doing? And he looked more scared than I was. And he never ever did nothing like that and never did anything like that again. But after that, it kind of like changed how I felt about him.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time somebody was playing with you. That you were dating and they like hit her by mistake. It wasn't like they was literally just playing. And she was like, no, she didn't speak to the dude for mad long.
Yeah,
and
I don't play like
it was
that.
An accident. It was clearly like,
but she, like an accident.
It was an accident.
I see she reminds me, you know what she reminds me of? You.
I don't play games like that.
It's like that. Like a guy can be like, a guy can be like, this is my best friend, Princess.
Best
she could be like, a guy can be like, let me see a perfect example. Ma, damn, Ma, you find us for you pass me some ketchup. She'll be like, oh no, I'm not passing you anything.
Yeah, they're doing that.
Like, she's offended now. She's like, get him away from me. He just caught, like, his approach is wrong. And a guy's approach is wrong. Like, that's a no-go. So I know
if you raise your fucking voice at me, I'm never fucking with you again. If I feel like you screamed on me for any reason and you were disrespectful, if you call me a hoe, a bitch,
Angela,
whatever, I'm not fucking with you.
You're like me. Your cutoff trigger is fast.
I don't play.
I got a gun. I pull that trigger to cut. My curve game so strong.
Also because I don't do
that. I wouldn't want to fuck with her. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, because look.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh,
we love Sagittarius.
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah, because I feel like this. Like, I don't disrespect people like that. I never put my hands on anybody. And I don't, like, I don't really scream on people like that. I'm mad, chill, and calm. So if you do that to me, there's no reason.
See, I don't mind a little clean argument. Like, to me, that's healthy. Like, I feel like if we can't argue and get back to being cool, then you're not my friend.
We could argue, but I don't need you screaming on
me. If we can't argue, fight, and then fuck.
That's what I'm saying. The fucking part is so good after you fight.
It's so good. It'd be true. It is. It's so weird. That's so weird.
That makes that is so sad. True.
You get fucked the shit out of you.
Whenever you know I get what I'm mad, saying. Whenever
chances
I
are
get
we get something to eat right before we fuck.
I know.
Right?
It's like
we fight, calm down,
Gigi
we go get something
in a
to eat,
goddamn argument.
Smoke a blunt, damn fuck.
The best food, too. Like,
Gigi ain't saying nothing. Look.
Gigi's like, I'm chilling.
You know, I done been through it all.
Yep.
With the same person. I just feel like, listen.
Fucking.
But you know what? And I think it's fine to argue, but I think what's really important in a relationship is, can you argue productively? Because there's arguments, but y'all scream, yell, fight, throw things, do all of that. That shit don't get you nowhere.
But you're not getting nothing done, right?
You know you're not getting along and you have an argument. That argument should be an argument where y'all are still respectful to each other, even in the course of having an argument. And I'm not saying you got to get along all the time, but if we get in an argument and you like, you bitch, you this, you that.
No. Don't call me a bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
And it should take time before it gets to that point. You get what I mean? Like, y'all first arguments in the beginning of like the first year, first 6 months, all that first year, first 2 years should always be, like you say, be very respectful. It should always be respectful. But trust me, Angela, you already know. As time passes,
Bobby be like, you little
you
dick
bum
bitch ass. I know you do. I know
I
you do.
That
you can't fuck
like a friend. Because you got to start.
I know you do.
You got to hurt them.
I can tell, Bobby.
Get them where it hurts.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie. You got to get them where it hurts.
You little dick bum ass. Everybody fucked me better than you ever did.
You broke
ass nigga.
You broke ass.
Broke.
Sour
cum tasting ass.
Broke ass sissy. You're a sissy.
When I have fights with my boyfriends, I try not to say things that I'm going to regret.
Right.
I'm really good at that.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm really good at that. Like, if I start calling you like all kinds of bitches and bums, it's because I don't care. It's because I don't.
You know what? Good point. Because when I was in my last relationship for 7 years, there's just things that we knew. We both knew not what to say, and it was the situation was that bad that it was worthy of saying that thing that you're not supposed to say.
But
we wouldn't say it just because we knew. So that is true. I feel like there's you know.
Like, I feel like.
That's if you really
like
love
currently
them,
right? I'm very careful with what I say in arguments, but like the other day,
uh-oh.
Oh my God.
Let's hear it, girl.
The other day I went I was mad about something and I went off. You know about this, G, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I killed, like, I really killed him. Like,
what did you
I
get really mad for? We need to know what it was about.
Nah,
in general terms.
I can't there is no general terms for what I was mad about. It's just I was mad about something and I really killed him. Listen, all right, the bottom line is whatever I was mad for is not something that I would stop fucking with him over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So this is my point. Like, I killed him over it, and even though he did something wrong, I ended up feeling bad.
Right. Because you killed him so hard.
Yeah,
that's
I killed
the worst.
Him so hard. Like, I, you know, and I feel like this is my problem in my situation that, you know, I'll get so mad that he can spin me and make me feel like I did something wrong.
Right.
And at the end, I end up apologizing.
Some good reverse psychology on you.
It's crazy. It, like, the spin moves are crazy. But anyway, back to that. That one time, I wasn't careful about what I said because I was drinking.
That's the worst, when you get drunk and say some shit that you regret.
And then you don't remember it. And then they be
mad
at you.
And then you be mad, embarrassed. And then they don't even know why you mad.
Yeah, you like, what did I say? They won't tell you.
I woke up the next day.
Bitch, I wake up the next day like, listen, you know I was drunk, right? But and now you try to keep it in the moment, like, you know you weren't crazy, so you're like, but
you still can't just be doing whatever.
Right. Right, but you try to clean it up a little bit. Yeah, definitely.
And then you see your text messages like, oh shit.
Yeah, you went crazy.
And then you see a snap and you'd be like, oh shit, what was I doing?
Shit. It's like a fucking shit fest.
Yeah, but you know, some things I feel like are like the point of no return. So I don't know. I just feel like you gotta just really learn, I think, to be in a relationship, how to argue effectively so that you don't do things that are like unforgivable in life.
I don't be planning it out like that. I just be going off. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I'll be like, this, that. I'll be like, all right, point one is gonna get to the conclusion of this.
Yeah, right.
You just gotta argue.
Now, let's talk about this new phenomenon that people are doing, right? People are getting penis whitening.
Whitening?
Oh my God, I don't heard it. All here first on lip service.
Light enough.
Can you get vagina whitening?
Penis whitening?
You know how you bleach vaginal like bleaching? Step bleach your asshole.
So
you know how like guys, your penis be like a different color than your body?
A little bit darker.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit darker only when it's not on hard. And then once it's on harder, it gets a little bit lighter.
It lightens up. Right.
You got to think about it. Yes. Science.
No, absolutely. 100%.
Oh, because okay. It's shrinking, it's darkened, and then it's lightening.
I'm just saying, like, okay, if it's I get the it. Details.
Yes, the dick is darker when it's soft, and then when it stretches out, it does.
I was okay, about to say.
So it's more flatter, smoother color. You know what I mean?
Right. So like for the past 6 months, it's been like a new procedure that people are actually going and getting laser whitening.
Laser whitening on their penis.
Yeah, on their
it
penis.
It has to hurt. Wow. That's disgusting.
It doesn't hurt.
Would I do that?
Why would anybody want a wider penis?
I don't think I need to do that. They should come out with a
penis darkening procedure.
What about bleaching your asshole?
I would do that.
It's nice.
So why?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. What's the purpose of it? They have it for a reason.
Bleaching your asshole?
I like it.
Well, Princess, didn't you say you're going to do it?
Some people need the bleach because from the skin rubbing up against each other, it just makes it look dirty.
What, the asshole?
Mm-hmm. Especially when you light skin.
Yep.
And then you, like, all right. You
I don't know what my asshole looks like.
Prime example.
Some
bigger African-American people get those dark, like,
They get those dark rings around the anus
together. Shit. Like when they fat, they rolls rub together and they get dark in the inside.
I do know about
that. So that's
that.
The same thing happens
like
to butt crack.
Asshole.
Holy shit.
Like from the skin rubbing, not just
like
the hole.
Not just the hole.
The whole inside of the butt crack. It gets like chafed
yeah,
almost.
My whole
so it turns dark.
She's really white skin. I see that. And like, but she's Latina, but she's really like light white skin and like,
white skin.
The inside of her thighs gets grayish.
Gets brown.
Yeah, from rubbing against each other.
Exactly.
So people booty holes look like that too. So you gotta bleach it to get it back.
So when you bleach it, what does the process consist of? Is it like a machine?
Like a
is it a cream?
It's a lotion. Yeah.
Is it a lotion?
I don't know what my asshole looks like.
I know what mine
looks
like.
I know what mine
looks
like.
Take a picture.
I swear to God.
You never looked in the mirror at your butthole?
How?
I've looked in the mirror.
Just like bend over. Like,
bend over and just.
I've never done that.
You never looked back at
it? Yeah, that's how I know what mine looks like.
You never took a picture of your shit? No.
Oh.
Yeah, like when you take a picture like this, you dip it over a little more. You can
wait, can I ask you a question? You don't have to answer.
Bring it up.
I'm just going to answer a general question. I'm just answering for anybody, whoever wants to answer. Has anyone in here ever had or tried anal sex?
Oh, so we talk about them. They all have. I haven't done it.
You haven't tried it yet?
I wish I could enjoy. I want
to
talk about
you. Females need to do it.
Right.
Why? It feels
no, you know what's so funny? My gay friends, they all say the same thing.
Yeah, like,
because my
I got pussy.
Exactly. I don't know if you're gonna agree, but he says, you know, three. Like the pussy has muscles and it's a whole bunch of things going on in there, and then the asshole is just a hole, you know?
Yeah.
That's what my gay friend says.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
He doesn't see why girls do anal.
I think a guy, whenever I say this, a lot of females feel offended. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be like, well, I don't know what you're talking about because my pussy's tight. I'm like, I'm not saying your pussy's not tight or pussy isn't tight. I don't know. I'm just saying, I feel like the reason why guys like anal or any guy would like anal is because they like the tight feel of, you know what I'm saying? Like a tighter feel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not saying pussy. So I feel like maybe that's why they do it. That's the only thing I can think of. I hate when girls be like, my man asked me for anal the other day. Is he gay? Oh, my man must be gay because he tried to fuck me in my ass. I'm like, no, that doesn't make your man gay. It's just that he sees. It's like imagine going to a buffet and then you see all types of
shit.
Yeah,
for a lot of guys, it's a mental.
What's that? I
want to
try this convention.
A lot of guys, they
just
want to know if they can do it.
That's it.
Right.
And a lot of guys, they just want to do it to get it off to say they done it.
Right. True.
I'm not going to lie. I think it's a little gay.
You think so?
I think a guy that wants to do it all the time.
That's might be likes. A okay, now that now we're onto something with that. But if a guy wants to try it, what's
okay,
wrong with
Bobby,
that?
So what if a guy wants you to put a dildo in his butt? Is that gay? If you're a woman and you put a dildo in his butt.
I'm gonna tell you like Peggy. This. And she's probably even watching
hey,
my live
Peggy
right now.
Sue.
Let me tell you something right now. I know one girl, she's a prominent female in Miami. I'm not gonna say names at all, guys. You guys know this.
No, we don't ask her name.
No,
you're not related to her or nothing, right?
No, I'm not
playing with you. That was a joke.
She's a prominent female in Miami. She's very popular with her. She's like she's a model, beautiful. And she has shown me videos, Snapchats of her having sexual relations with basketball players, NFL players, you know, men in the industry that do sports and stuff. And she's playing with their asshole with anal beads.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's nothing. I mean, right now, I mean,
go,
I'm very
girl, you
I
go.
Think it's, you know, I think it's yes. Get your pleasure. Boy, get it.
See, this
because
is the thing.
Us guys, we have.
That's what I was about to say. As a gay man, you can attest to there is a G-spot there.
But a lot of guys are too scared to find it.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys feel like
explore your options.
It's homosexual for them to.
But okay, anal beads, I don't think a dildo.
Huh?
There's a difference between anal beads and a dildo.
Yeah, a dildo.
I think it's about the same kind of.
And you want a dildo?
Smaller.
Well, if you want like a full-fledged dildo, like the shape of a penis, the flesh and all that, then you nick it.
Or like a strap-on. What if a girl puts on a strap-on?
You know,
because it's still a woman doing it to you, so it's not.
I don't know how I feel about
it. I think anything past two fingers is questionable. Even two fingers is questionable.
I think anything past one finger is questionable.
Anything past a finger is questionable.
I don't think a guy getting his ass ate is gay. I don't think a guy wanting you to put your fingers around his ass, you know, in that space in between the ass and the balls. I don't think it's gay for one finger in the ass. I don't think one finger in the ass is gay.
Me either.
I don't think so.
Now you're putting
a fist in the ass.
Shade room was.
It's a
that.
Different. Oh.
But what about a strap on though? I'm saying if it's a woman doing it to you, it shouldn't be considered gay.
I'm sorry,
but that's
but
a
it's
dick.
The shape of a dick.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
Something that a woman doesn't
so it's
have.
It's a little gay, you know.
So that's
it's
gay. I mean, do y'all use
it's a
dildos?
Toy.
Like, do gay guys use dildos and stuff too?
Fuck no.
They have a dick.
No point.
But I'm saying,
is like we waiting? Is like we done got this far behind closed doors, bitch? Let's play with each other's dicks. You know, it's like it's no point of toys for the gay people at least. You know what I'm saying?
Because if you just said that they have a dick, it doesn't matter. I mean, guys have dicks and they play straight guys have dicks and they play with girls with dildos sometimes. So
not often, right?
I've seen that happen a lot, actually.
Yeah, yes.
I've seen guys warm up girls with a dildo. They want to see. There's pleasure in them watching it go in.
That's
and
what
out,
I was thinking. Like maybe
it's kind of like having another person
in
the bedroom.
There's no rules, guys. You don't believe
there's no rules.
I feel like there's no rules.
True.
I feel like there's
agree,
no
agree,
limits. There's no
agree.
Rules to anything.
Right.
Yes, anything right. on earth. Period.
But
anything.
I don't know. I feel like if you have a boyfriend and he always wants to fuck you in your ass, he may like to fuck men too.
Yeah, I wouldn't be okay with fucking a guy that I'm dating, like with the dildo. Like I could see.
Can I ask y'all a question?
A
can I ask y'all another question?
Yeah.
Okay, because I always ask people this. I think this is a good question for y'all. So, would y'all prefer for your man of like a long time that you love to cheat with you one time with a guy, or to cheat on you multiple times with a female?
I'd rather one time with a guy.
I'm the other way around.
Wow, I think I'm fucking with you. Let me tell you why.
I'd rather
it's better for your guy to cheat. Let me tell you why. If your man cheats on you with a female, guess what? That female is messy. She can say and go around telling everybody, girl, I fucked your nigga. And that can be something that gets out. It's something that will tarnish your reputation. It can embarrass you all.
It is embarrassing.
A female don't give a damn.
But it happens every day, B.
But a guy, right. Right. But a guy, I mean saying, if a guy were to cheat, it would be so, it will never come out.
That's not true.
Never know, no.
Here's guys might tell thing. Too.
Not really though, there's a less likely chance, I would say, of it coming out than if he cheated with you with a female. You get what I'm saying?
That's one good reason, but I have another good reason.
That's my only good reason.
I have another good reason because look, the option was multiple times with a woman or many women, right? Or just one time with one guy. So if he did it that one time with the guy, he obviously needed to get that off. It's something I can't provide.
Stephanie,
so he needed
please.
To get that off. And now he's not going to
see that's my reason
no
for
more.
Going the opposite way because I don't have a penis.
Right.
I can't compete with a penis.
Wrong.
I have one.
No.
Wrong.
No.
And
I don't think you would be okay. That should be shedding light, and that should be saving you so much time. Because then it's like, oh wait,
I can't compete
with
it.
So this whole time you want dick,
right?
It's like, what is it? You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I don't know.
I would rather my man cheat on me one time than cheat on me.
What, Bobby?
Let me give an example. For me, my boyfriend of 7 years, who I loved, and he was like my all and everything. And I'm a Scorpio. I'm jealous. He's a Cancer. Okay, so we had this conversation. I told him, I said, if you ever in your life fuck another gay guy on me or another man on me while we're together, I'm going to harm you. Okay, I would rather you, and I said, followed up right after, I said, I would rather you cheat on me with a female. Go fuck pussy. Because I know at the end of the day, she can't compete with me, because at the end of the day, your ass is gay, motherfucker. You don't always be gay. You're born, you are fucking gay. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But so see, but on the opposite end, if a guy fucks another guy, he might be trying to repress the fact that he's gay and might really want that. Mm-hmm. And I can't ever provide that. And it might be something that he's like,
but baby, guess what? That's your sign that it's time for you to.
You got a taste of that penis and I can't
give you
that.
No, baby, it's time for you to walk on. That means he wasn't meant. And it's time for him now to join his journey to be open, come out the closet.
That's That's a sign.
Now, Bobby, have you ever had a penis that was too big and couldn't do it?
Yes.
Yes.
At the bottom, I'm sure, you know, obviously that
he don't like
parental
G-box.
Parental advisory. Before I say this, yes, I have had a penis that was too big, and it's just in my mind, I knew automatically then, I was like, condom, stay in my pocket, because I'm just going to give him some head. Motherfucker, you ain't inserting shit of that in me. I'll give you some top. That'll be fun. I have an oral fixation.
Slappy.
I have an oral fixation. Does anybody else have an oral fixation or no?
I love sucking dick with all my heart and soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
The
Hallelujah.
Problem I think sometimes Jesus sucking dick is don't you feel like when you start, and I was just saying this, when you start sucking somebody's dick, you kind of want to finish. Like, if you start.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be like a pre, you know.
Mm-hmm. A warm-up.
No, like me and Gigi were saying, it's a warm-up. But I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about it when we were talking about it earlier.
Because I'd be wanting to finish. Like, I was thinking about it.
And there be times that I'm doing the warm-up dick suck. You know, the warm-up dick suck. And he's like, all right, come on. All right, let's go. Like, get on top. And I'm like, no.
Right.
Like, give me a second. Like, I'm enjoying this. Mm.
And the best is when he's trying not to come, but he knows he wants to
like,
come, but he's trying not to. And then you're like, okay, I can't stop now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you'll be mad after, like,
that's
damn.
That's all right. You go ahead and let him release, and then give him a few minutes, and then round two is going to be even better than round one would have been, because he always got that.
Or he'd be asleep.
Or he came or it's over.
Yeah. I agree with that.
That is so crazy, though. How men have to reset. Women, y'all be ready to keep going, right?
Yep. Ready to
That's
go.
What I wish I had. No matter what, how gay my ass wants to be, how much stink, how
you're
much
like,
I think I can. Right. It's like, I have to, after you release, after you come, after you reach your climax, like, you do need that reset moment. Like, it's like, I can't.
But you're young, Bobby. You should be able to go.
It happens quick. No, it happens quick. It does happen quick.
Young guys.
But it's still like, I noticed that females, because I've watched straight porn. Sometimes I like watching straight porn. Mm-hmm. So I noticed that females is like, they be ready as soon as they come, y'all can come right after. And as soon as they come, y'all looking like, bitch, what's up, nigga? I'm ready for more. You know what I'm saying? That is a talent, bitch.
Bobby, none of your female friends have ever hit on you or tried to have
all
sex
the time,
with you?
All
and
the time.
Yeah, because you're really good looking.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Oh, thank you. All the time.
And what do you say? No, bitch, I don't want your dusty pussy.
No. I don't ever disrespect the female anatomy. Right. I may be not disgusted, but I may be thrown off by it. Like, ew. Like, for example, like one of my homegirls tries to, she always fucks with me. Whenever she's over or whatever, she comes out the shower and she'll be like, she'll knock on my door or whatever, or she knows I'm in like frustrated or something. She'll be like, Bobby. I'll be like, what? She'll be like, and she'll try to put her pussy on me.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Stop it. You know, but like at the end of the day, no, like I was birthed from a vagina. You know what I'm saying? Like I came from, like that's what gives
I respect the vaginas.
Yeah, I respect the vaginas. Girl, like hello. And a lot of gays try to emanate. Is that the right word? Emanate?
Emulate.
Yeah. The female persona or, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, like no, it's never like no, like ew.
What about a threesome? Has a girl ever been like, yo, me and my man?
Plenty of times. I've been offered money to sleep with a wife and her husband. Yes, plenty of times.
So how much did you make off of that?
I've never done it.
That's one of my porn categories. It'll be like wife and husband gets gangbanged by big black cock.
I don't even want to talk talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it, Gigi, because I'm still waiting on the link to this porn. Because
she talked about it last.
I've been waiting. No, I've been waiting for this link for 2 months.
Is that how you say cuckold? Yes.
Like a cheater.
It's like no. It's like where it's like it's the wife fucking a black man in front of like the husband, whether he's like Asian, white, whatever.
No, but the husband is sucking the dick.
Sometimes. But it'd be so funny because if you notice, like the porn star, the guy, if he's like, you can tell he's like completely straight, and when they start doing it, they'll be like in them porn, they'll be like, "All right, nigga, enough of you now." But it's like that turns stuff like that turns right. me on. I don't know, like I don't know, guys. I've been drinking. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's
awesome. So wait, so you wouldn't do a threesome though with a man and a woman?
There's no fucking telling. Like right. I can never say never. I used to say I would never try a certain type of drug or whatever, and I've tried it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, there's no telling. I'm 27 now.
Right, you're a baby.
I'm 3 years. You think I'm a baby?
Yes,
I think, I'm like I'm 3 years
baby.
From 30, bitch. I'm about to be old. You think I'm old?
No.
Shit. Whatever. That's a good thing. But no, I'm like I'm 27. I feel like, you know, by age 35, 40, there's no telling
what you might want.
Like when you
experience.
Get rich. When you get a lot of money and you travel the world and you meet different people, you're open to different experiences. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So there's no telling.
You prefer being in a relationship or being single right now?
Right now I prefer being single. I love it. I love it. Being in a relationship is a liability.
Oh, honey, it's a job.
It's a job. It's a liability.
Our
it causes stress. It causes
right.
emotional heartbreak. It causes jealousy. Mm-hmm. It causes frustration. Part of your day, half of your day is going towards your relationship. Right. Whether you want to believe it or not, even if it's half of the day straight, you doing your thing and the other half is your relationship, or whether it's piece here of your relationship, piece this of your errands, piece back to your relationship, it's like always half and half. Right. It takes half of your fucking life away.
But being single now, how hard is it with thinking that people might want to just fuck with you because they seen you on Love and Hip Hop too?
Oh, that's
and
happening.
They
want
to be on the show too.
Yeah, but guess what? At the end of the day, if you're cute enough and you got what it takes.
Got your own thing going on.
What's up? Application is open right now because I'm signed on to Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? And right now. I am looking for love. I'm a Scorpio. I'm always looking for love. But at the same time, my career is so important to me to the point where it's like, if I'm in a relationship, I'm in one. If I'm not, oh well.
Do you think that if you didn't do Love and Hip Hop, that you would still be with your ex-boyfriend right now? He was
definitely,
a nice looking guy too.
Definitely.
Yeah, I like
for
a nice
sure.
looking guy.
For sure. The way that it happened, that's what I'm saying. My storyline cannot be more real.
Right.
Because the way that it happened, it was like, oh, I already know what's about to happen. Because fun fact, his ex was on Love & Hip Hop before me. He was signed on before me 2 years ago when they started doing the pilot. The network and Mona Scott initially said, we're missing a few pieces to this puzzle. And it's not for me right now. We need to add. So they went on a scout to find initially
to find me.
Yeah, initially me. And then right. So they're like, oh, okay, we found it. And they're like, we wanted to break the barriers by finally having an openly gay person as main cast and making an opening because they never had that before.
Right.
So it's like now they're like, okay, you're the one. And then my ties to Trina just made it easier because I didn't go on there. Trina didn't get me on there, or I didn't go on there saying, I'm Trina's cousin. Look.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They reached out to me because I was doing my music as an openly gay rapper in Miami.
Right.
And then when they found out I was Trina's cousin, it was just like
icing on the cake.
It was icing on the cake. Right. So then back to what we were just saying now. Oh, about the Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah.
So yeah, so like now at this point, I'm open even to have my own dating show on Logo or something. Maybe something where I can try to find love, because love for me has not worked out.
Right.
It's like I keep having bad luck, but all I'm trying to find is someone that I can be with for the rest of my life. I'm not
trying
to.
You stop dating these thugs.
I know, right?
That's what you like.
No, but back to your question, L'Oreal. I'm sorry. Yeah, if it wasn't for Love & Hip Hop, we would have definitely still been together. Because fun fact, like I said, he was on there first. When they started interviewing us, they were like, how do you know? I was like, I don't know him from a can of paint. And then when I told Jeffrey, my boyfriend at the time, I was like, yeah, so there's this gay boy on there. That he's like, that used to be my ex. I said, shut up.
Wow.
And he made it seem to me like, because we were in a real relationship, so he made it seem to me like, you have no worries though. Like, I hate him, he hates me, we're good. Come to find out, all this is going on. So it's like I was literally like watching it and like just going through like a heartbreak while at the same time like having to like act like it was okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm looking for someone that can give me like a long term type of situation. And until then, I might as well just date, be single, and live my thought life. I'm sorry.
My thought life.
You know what I'm saying? Ho is life. Right?
Thought allergy.
For me, ho is life all 2018.
Ho is life.
Unless you're ready to come put a ring on. Like, I'm trying to be the first gay person that has a wedding special on the network. Like, let's make it happen. If you're not trying to put a ring on this motherfucking finger right here.
Like Sierra said,
Right. Yeah.
All right, you got to walk in the spirit.
You got to walk in the spirit of a wife.
Stupid.
And a husband will find you. Is that what you have to do? Is that what?
That's what Sierra said.
I'm not gay no more. I've been delivered.
But listen, and you know, Trina is a friend to the show. So is she now seeing like your star rising and she's being more helpful? Because I know part of what was happening was you felt like, this is my cousin. Why aren't you helping me in my career? Because she's so successful. People love Trina.
And
we love
a gay
Trina.
Following.
Yeah.
So I would have thought like, hello, help me.
But has it helped now? Because she's seeing everything that you're doing. I'm sure she's like, all right, let me bring my cousin.
Okay. I'll say this much. I feel that I've worked hard enough now. And I've proven myself hard enough now that she's willing to be like, okay, yeah, because now we do have more. We're more like, we're way closer. But the show made us closer. Before all this, when we started filming, the moment our first scene, we got closer. Even like in the beginning when we got like, did our security meetings and everything, like our meetings and stuff before we started filming, like we started getting closer because she knew like, okay, this is something we're about to do together. So like, let's kill it. Let's put on for Miami and let's give them, you know what I'm saying, what they want. So we kind of started getting, and that made us closer. The show did make us closer. So I feel like that made her feel more comfortable to reach out to me because we weren't close before.
And at least y'all know you have each other's back because y'all family.
Yeah, right. We are family. Supposed to. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I know she'll never let like nothing truly foul happen to me. Right, right. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. You know?
How does Trick Daddy treat you?
Trick Daddy's my dog. That's my homeboy. Like,
that's my dog.
We have a scene. We have a scene.
My dog.
We have a scene together. It's gonna show, you're gonna see it. And it's at a radio station or whatever. And he's always, and I've had conversations with him outside of the show, and he's always giving me advice like, look, you're representing a community right now. And you have to do it to the fullest extent and be proud of what you are because you're good. You're talented. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with the fact that, let's put that aside right now, you're talented. So just use this platform you have and be that voice for the community. So he offers me a lot of positive advice.
And that's you put it in your contract that yes, music is going to be on the show and featured on the show and everything? Because that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very.
L'Oreal would tell you.
Very. Yeah.
I had a problem with that.
Yeah. My contract, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Love and Hip Hop's contracts are very long.
Yeah.
But as long as you have a good lawyer, you're able to get through it.
Stephanie
and make
knows,
it work.
Because they tried to get her on Love and Hip Hop.
For real?
Yeah, I had to get a lawyer for that.
What city?
Like you said, the contract is very long.
What city?
And I was in
New York.
Okay. Yeah.
I see you on it though. You ugh.
Nah, but I mean, I don't know. I don't have television right now, so I don't know how. I haven't been watching the shows. I don't know how New York is going, but the problem was I just didn't fit in with the cast. You know, like I don't.
You didn't have any real relationships.
Yeah,
with
I didn't
them,
have
right?
any.
Yeah, you have to have some type of talk. But yeah, my music will be played. I have my own, like, I want to say episode, but I won't. But it's like my whole thing where it's just all about my single release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my single release party, and then they're going to drop it that day. I'll drop it that day at midnight. I'm about to put like a whole radio run behind it. Like, I have a label. That's
so you got a whole little setup.
So we're plotting and planning for this date when it comes out for this one song called Way Up, which is super, super dope. I feel like it's a game changer. And yeah. So yeah, of course.
Well,
and
God bless you. Congratulations. Right, yeah.
Thank you, babe.
That's dope. And we can attest to the fact that I met you even before you did.
2 years ago. Yeah. I used to be, first of all, I was obsessed
with
Angela.
He was going hard.
I was like going hard. I was like, listen, you're going to interview me one day.
I remember he came up to me in Miami.
I was borderline aggravating. Mm-hmm. Like, I was borderline aggy, but I was like definitely drinking. But it was fun though.
I'm going to post that picture.
It was Miami. Yes.
I'm going to post that picture.
I have a picture still of me and you holding the Revolt pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember?
Yes, I remember outside.
It was really cute. Like, you look good. I look good. I posted it.
Yeah, it's a picture I have of us with Trina and Bobby
in the background.
And
I was in the
background
looking lost. Yeah,
and you know what? It's important because you have been going hard to try to make this happen.
Yeah.
So it's not just like you got on there and you
it
made up a plot
of
trying to be like,
and
well,
I've been
now
doing
I'm an artist.
Since age 15. If you go on YouTube, you see the music videos I've been uploading, you'll see 2012, 2011. Like, it's been like, I've been trying to do the music thing or whatever. And it's so hard, like being an openly gay rapper, because I really am good. Like, I feel, and I know that I am. Standing outside of my body, I'm like, motherfucker, you can rap. But it's like, there's always a gag to everything. You know, in life, there's always like something. Right. And the thing is, I'm gay. And it's so, and then people think, well, what is the big deal? Why is this such a, it's not a big deal, but people really do make it a big deal. DJs, the industry, everyone. It is a big deal. It's not comfortable. It's a safety issue. Always, it's a lot of things.
And but it's a lot of people that could look up to you that might have felt like this industry wasn't for them.
Right.
And they couldn't be successful. And then they can see you
right
down
and that's
those
happening,
doors.
Actually. So now I'm feeling so inspired. And I just can't wait. It's like a good year. It's a good, I feel like a good energy.
Yeah. I feel like now was the perfect time.
Yeah, you have a good platform. This could be a moment for you to make a big change in music.
Mm-hmm.
A serious impact.
Good
absolutely
luck.
Thank and good you, luck man. Finding love, man. But in the meantime, music is your baby.
I want to see this dating show. I like this dating show idea.
Yeah. Right? I, like, you remember how they had, no, because like it's something I'm actually about to start pitching. You have Flavor of Love, and you have I Love New York, and then the
What was your show be called? Let's think of a good name.
I don't know, right? Let's think of it so y'all get your little finder's fee.
Right. Get some booty to Bobby.
Booty for Bobby.
Booty for Bobby.
No, what, I envision it the same way. I envision it the same way. Logo, though.
Yeah. Okay.
The gay channel. No, where this they can't say Angela shit. It's show, all
I don't even think Logo would accept that title of that show.
Oh yeah,
no. That was gonna be on spike.
No, but I think it'd be so dope for me to try to find love on a show. That'd be so fun. And but I'm low key a thought. I like, I'm a Scorpio. You know what I'm saying?
I told you that, and you tried to tell me before that's not true. I said Scorpios are cheaters. They're
hoes. We're not cheaters. We're just very promiscuous. Yeah, we're promiscuous.
You know, but one thing I could say about Scorpios, even if they're promiscuous, when they get something that they like, they want more. Mm-hmm. They want it a lot.
Yeah, you know that's what so I mean? True.
Until
though.
They get tired of it.
Yeah.
And then they want a lot of
And they like variety.
But then you go away from them and they'll come back.
I ain't gonna lie, it takes discipline. You have to be a disciplined
Scorpio.
Scorpio,
come back.
Now let's go back. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I ain't gonna lie. We're psychotic.
I'm telling you, when they get something they like, they want it over and over.
It's about the sign, but at the same time, it's also about, I go back to like your background, how you're raised, personality, mm-hmm. morals, mm-hmm. what you believe in. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you could be raised to be like, I don't curse. Like, I know I have friends that don't say
I don't curse.
You don't curse? Mm-mm. Oh, shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Why I haven't heard you curse yet?
Exactly. We're actually trying to get her to cut back. She got to pay $1 every time she curses. She owes
$2,500. Damn.
Bobby, tell everybody how they could follow you.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. That's Bobby Lights. It's all together. BobbyLyTes.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Bobby. We love you.
I love you. We'll be supporting. I love you, Lori, and I love you, Steph. Thank you.
We love you. And your energy is so amazing.
I have fun. Fuck that. This was even there was a camera this whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We was recording?
I didn't know. I thought we were just doing it right here. Oh, well, hi, guys.
We learned a lot. Just so you know, I'm a bottom also.
Let's do it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, and don't let me forget to remind y'all, we do have our lip service live. This is our second one ever. And it's happening February 13th at Highline Ballroom. You can buy tickets now. We have Amara La Negra confirmed as a guest. Also, Little Mo and her husband, Carl Dargan, will be coming through for some very special Valentine's Day advice and, you know, relationship type stuff. So let's have some fun.